From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Redistricting put a lot of voters and even candidates through upheaval. Some had to move to new districts to even run. And now a judge is saying much of what was done was wrong. Political experts are saying 6 or 7 or even more of Florida's congressional districts may have to be redrawn. Rick Stone reports the judge invalidated the district map drawn by the state legislature 3 years ago.
This is the second set of district maps to be struck down under the Fair Districts Amendments passed by the voters in 2010. The new state Senate maps were thrown out almost immediately the following year when Paula Dockery was still a Republican senator from Lakeland. The redistricting process made her suspicious.
The process wasn't changing as much as I thought Fair Districts would have mandated that it did. It was becoming pretty clear by the way the maps were looking.
A day after the ruling from Tallahassee Circuit Judge Terry Lewis, President Deidre McNabb of the Florida League of Women Voters, the plaintiffs in the congressional district's case, pronounced herself euphoric at the decision and the vigor of the opinion.
The language that he used, scheme, secret, organized, this clearly, it was a hard-hitting opinion.
Lewis ruled after a lengthy trial that legislative Republicans violated constitutional requirements that political districts be drawn with no regard for partisan advantage or incumbent preservation. He ordered 2 awkwardly constructed districts in Jacksonville and Orlando to be redrawn. Political scientist Aubrey Jewett of the University of Central Florida said the effects will domino outward through the 6 or 7 districts of North Central Florida.
Potentially, this is going to make some of these districts more competitive for Democrats. And all along, they said, you know, how is it that we keep getting creamed when we've got about 450,000 more voters here in Florida registered as Democrats? And, of course, they always said it's because of gerrymandering.
Former Senator Paula Dockery said there will always be tension between political survival instincts and anti-gerrymandering measures. There may be an answer, she says, but
I can't tell you right now what that is.
I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
Miami-Dade School Superintendent Alberto Carvalho may have sounded a little bit like a kid explaining to his parents how a B is just as good as an A. John O'Connor reports Carvalho insists the district really earned an A compared to other large state school districts.
Miami-Dade School Superintendent Alberto Carvalho had the charts ready to compare his district to others around the state.
As you see, the state only has 36% of its schools rated A as opposed to 43% in Miami.
And the increase in F-rated schools was less in Miami-Dade than the statewide average. But Carvalho says don't expect big changes at those low-rated schools. New math and language arts standards and a new statewide exam are coming this fall. Lawmakers have also adjusted the grading formula.
We're not going to look at this year, considering that it is a transitional year, right, as a year that should dictate dramatic changes in terms of leadership or teacher composition.
Carvalho says the state is moving too quickly making those changes at once. He'd like a 2-year break from grades for public schools. I'm John O'Connor in Miami.
By the way, did we mention that LeBron James is now former Miami Heat star LeBron James going back to Cleveland? Yeah, we thought we did. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy, you and everybody else have a wonderful weekend.